The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 589.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a young adult author, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rin Chupeco. Rin, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena, and thanks for inviting me. I am a young adult author of The Girl from the Well series and the Bone Witch series, which is both published by Source Books. And the first book of my upcoming duology, which is called The Never Tilting World, will be published by HarperCollins in 2019.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Rin, what's your cultural background?
I am a second generation Filipino, Chinese, Malay, and Thai descent. So I'm a bit of a mutt, but I mostly identify for simplicity as Filipino Chinese.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I am a huge fan of this Hollywood actress called Mae West, and she's known for saying this line, which is, "I'll try anything once, twice if I like it, and three times to be sure."
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think it has to do a lot with learning how to trust yourself and knowing enough about yourself to know that you're making the best decision that you think would be good for you and sort of improve yourself as a person.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's a great definition. You know, sometimes as women, especially Asian women, it's so hard to believe in our decisions. Like, it's so hard to make our own decisions because all our lives have been told what to do. So it's really important to like trust our intuition, trust our gut, and know that whatever decisions we make.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like there's a culture here where you're supposed to just sort of listen and accept things from other people without really being able to express yourself more clearly, especially when compared to like men. And I think it's really important for a lot of girls, especially in Asia, sort of learn how to express themselves a lot more clearly, because that's a really key component to learning how to trust yourself and sort of get your confidence, really. I mean, trusting in yourself is the most important thing for me.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Rin, what was your life like before you discovered self-confidence?
I can't really speak for other people living in Asia, but in the Philippines, at least, the Chinese-Filipino community here is a very sheltered one, especially when it comes to their kids. And in a lot of ways, I think that it's really based on overprotectiveness by the parents. Growing up in sort of a minority in a country where other people would consider also a minority. So it's a huge part of my childhood being sheltered. And, you know, it's not out of any maliciousness, I think, when like Chinese parents tend to be overprotective, but sometimes they take things a little too far and sort of they don't really think about what girls or what their kids would want to do. And we have this culture where we're really into obeying our parents, and that's ingrained in us. So sometimes it's a little hard to sort of find your own identity in that way. And that was really what happened to me for the most part as a teenager growing up in Manila. So yeah, my parents were, until I reached independence, that was basically how they tried to protect me.
Thanks for sharing that. And yeah, you know, growing up, especially as an Asian girl, like, you know, our parents want the best for us, but at the same time, it's like, what, you know, they've been doing the same thing that's been passed down by generations and generations, not knowing that, you know, it's not always going to work the way it is because things change, circumstances change, and even like our environment changes, right? What may have worked 50 years ago might not work now. But, you know, it was that point in your life when you realize like you can be who you truly are, and you know, have that independence and have that confidence. What was that aha moment?
I think I was a little bit luckier when compared to like other girls my age then, because my parents were pretty overprotective in a lot of ways, but they sort of shed off that overprotectiveness the older I got. So by the time I turned 18, I was given a little bit more allowance, a little bit more choice in what I want to do with my life. Like, I was always sort of that curious girl. Like, my parents generally would frown on like public transportation, for instance, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong, especially when you look Chinese and you're going out on your own and you're going into like some, you gotta go to some parts of the city where they don't always approve because of, you know, allegedly like there's a little bit more crime in that area, and they're all, and like I said, they're overprotective. But that sort of allowance that they made for me was enough for me to start sort of forging skills for myself. Like, I got to explore Manila, for example, and in doing so, I started learning to be more independent. Like, not really going so far as to be the black sheep of the family and, you know, like disobeying orders and stuff, but enough that I started to learn what I wanted to do with my life and where I wanted to go, and learning like life skills that I didn't necessarily had when I was a teenager, especially, you know, being sheltered. It started for me, I think, with learning how to speak well in public. I think that was the sort of the game changer in my life. And when I learned that, you know, I could have something important to say and people actually started listening to me, that's when I started building my confidence, and a lot of things flowed from there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, because of your realizations and what you've been through, what's your life been like now?
I'm going to say that confidence to me doesn't happen all at once. It happens in stages, in quantifiable stages. So I'm learning how to speak better in public and people are listening to me and, you know, I'm learning how to get my point across. And from there, that sort of converts itself into learning to write well, learning to write better, and being able to present myself better also for just like better connections and better interactions with other people. So it's really like, you know, starting small and slowly building yourself up, and your trust, the trust in yourself and your confidence builds up along with it. So I think a lot of people think that you wake up one day and suddenly you're confident and that's how it works. And I don't really think that's what happens. It's learning to trust yourself in stages.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, confidence comes in stages, because yeah, you know, not every day we're going to be confident. There's days we're going to be 150% confident, and there's days we're going to be like -1% confident, but that's life, right? It's just like a wave. It's not linear, and we have to just keep moving forward, keep pushing. Because as women, you know, we're very resilient, right? And we don't realize that sometimes. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I'm gonna speak a little bit as a writer, in that a lot of writers have this thing called imposter syndrome, and it's basically doubting yourself. And, you know, like when you're writing and you finish your first draft and you look it over and you think, oh, this is not good. Like, why did I waste 2 months writing this draft when it's not really good at all? And that's something that's common with not just with writers, but with a lot of professionals. But it's a little more visible, I think, when it comes to writers, because there's a lot of confident people out themselves. And I really want to stress the fact that this is very common. Like, doubting yourself for like something you did, like in my case, a book that you've written, doesn't necessarily mean you're not confident or you did a bad job. It's just learning, you know, take things at a time and learning that, well, this is a draft, there's room for improvement. And I'd say that there's a variation of this in every profession. I'm just speaking as a writer. Like, this is how it comes how doubt comes to us as writers. And I really want to say to everyone who's listening, that just because you feel doubt doesn't mean that you're not confident, and it doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do. It's just learning how to get past it. That's the point of what confidence is.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And Rin, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your books, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can find me at www.rinchepeco.com. I'm also on both Twitter and Instagram as Rin Chepeco. So I'm very active in all those social media platforms. So, you know, just send me a message or send me a DM if there's any other questions you have in mind.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Rin, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Rin's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Rin for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Rin.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.